Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. Guess what? I want you to holler at 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Tonight, y'all know what it is. It's 4th of July. Some of y'all out there celebrate, and I understand. I know y'all are all patriotic and all that other stuff. I can't say that I'm necessarily in that group, but I respect you, gangster. In the meantime, hey, holla at your boy. Go to my Facebook page, Smooth Drama Group. Join in. Talk to me and mine. You know, we got a crew. Talk about this and that, the sneakers and hats. We want to hear from y'all. Also, wherever you find Smooth Drama, Google me. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. Some of you already listening, you've added me and whatnot. Add me, and we talk about whatever. I'm sociable like that. In the meantime, today, we got a nice show for you. First, it's countdown to OJ. Yes, we still talking about OJ. I'm on the official countdown to OJ. Yeah, it's real like that. 16 days. 16 days before OJ gets his, what you want to call it, his parole hearing. I know some of y'all think that he may be free. He ain't getting out, but I'm on the countdown. I'm following it. Just like I followed OJ when he won before. And then when he lost, I'm like, dude, you should have moved to the Bahamas. But he did. And he stayed here and officially became the dumbest black man in America. I'm waiting on this, this jury. Well, it's not a jury, but his parole hearing. Because it's going to be must-see TV, because, you know, there's the Goldmans and the Cole family, they're all going to be there. And I just want to see him like, I've been good since white people used to love me back in the day. Can I be free? And then when they say, hell no, go back to jail, yeah, it's going to be over, and I'm going to laugh. I know it's cold and cruel and unusual, but I'm just saying that we all know that's what's going to happen. Now, whether or not anybody else believes it, I don't know. But today is actually a very, very important day. What is today? Today is Hot Mustard Belt Day. What is the Mustard Belt Day? Well, it's the day when the hot dog eating contest happens. Joey Chestnut, he ate 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Very, very important. I know fireworks is going off, but you know that whole Independence Day? It ain't really all that important. Because, shit, as far as I know, if I go back in time to them days, what? When they first signed it, July 2nd, 1776, probably would have been a good day. And if you're a listener, you know, if we had a time machine, and this is how you know whether or not it was good or bad, if you're a time machine, Would you choose to go back to the time of 1776, July 2nd, 1776? I mean, raise your hands if you're one of them people who would go back in time. Anybody? Everybody know? No time machines? You want to go back to the golden age of America? Because, you know, you hear that all the time. People talk about, we want to go back to, including your president, we want to go back to the golden age when America was great. And it's like, you know, I've seen some black folks co-signing on that. Like, yeah, we want to go back to the days when America was great. No. No, you don't. Because and shout out to Red Boss Lady. Hello. If you want to go to those days, I would say that you need some mental health. That's all I would say. Because if you think running around in the 17th, 18th century was good for black people, you are delusional. Or you slept all the way through history class. Because we know if we went through any history in history class, slavery came up. But anyway, shout out to Joey Jaws Chestnut, who set that record and made today the most awesomest day ever for all the hot dog eaters in America and anywhere else. He ate 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Yeah, important meeting. Anyway, also, I know some of y'all know Jay-Z released his latest album. It's kind of funny because on the same day that he released his album on Friday, rapper Young Buck, I don't know if y'all remember him. I barely remember him, but rapper Young Buck released his album also. 10 Toes Down. He was kind of mad and he went to Instagram and was like, I got a quick message for Jay-Z. Next time you see me dropping the album, get out of my way, dude. Quit buying up every goddamn thing, bro. Let a young brother get his ass in, Jay. I get up, turn on the goddamn radio, Jay-Z, whole album playing, waiting, goddamn cash bill. I dropped two. Because I know all y'all been waiting, not for the Jay-Z album, y'all been waiting for Young Buck. And I'm talking about all y'all listening right now, y'all wanting Jay-Z, shit, you wanted to hear that. That Young Buck straight out of Cashville, 10 toes down. Because I see it in my chat room. I get emails, hey, have you heard when Young Buck album coming out? Because I can't wait to hear it. I'm trying not to laugh. It's like, I don't know, except for the people in his family that he told he was coming out with the album on Friday noon, he was coming out with it. That was kind of funny. It's like, yo, my album, Jay-Z, why you tripping? You don't come out on the same day as me. Like, yeah, okay. It's kind of funny. But what was also funny, I don't know if any of y'all, if you followed me and you was in my Smooth Drama group, you know about the UFC fighter Justine Kish, whatever. Anyway, Justine Kish, she, in the middle of her fight, she was getting choked out. And she actually shit on herself, like in the ring, like she's getting choked out. And I mean, she just, like, start shitting. I guess she was holding it, and when she lost control and couldn't breathe, she started shitting on herself in the ring. Anyway, it's a viral video. It's been everywhere. You can just you Google Justine Teach, K-I-S-H. It's kind of horrible, actually. Well, it's not kind of horrible. It is horrible. Anyway, she got an offer, which makes this day also special. Because I'm talking about all the specialness about this day except for what everybody else is talking about, you know, independence, whatever. Talk about that later. What makes this day special? She got offered an endorsement by Dude Wipes. And you know, she's gonna take it up. Like, you know, next time if you just happen to be being choked out in the ring when you're fighting, or ladies, if you're in the club and you're getting choked out by somebody else, guess what? You carry them Dude Wipes, you get up in there. Take it out, and be good to go.
Interesting.
is my homies, Radio Galaxy and you. They're going to be in town. I'm looking forward to seeing my homies. I'll just hype them up. I ain't going to speak for them. I'm going to let them speak for themselves. This is the shoot. Copies.
Homie, let me go in his arms. Feel like we know what we developed with these Cali, don't wanna travel with you, trying to move yourself. He's a football, I'm not kidding, you know, quick. Epitome of young, fine, too rich, to the world, and if it is, do it, cause it's got two iron wrist, pain, I can still. Hey, no! I chalk outline round it, cause the verb with the wire that I didn't wanna pitch. All these young cops, she trusts you with the top curve. He reached right, he signals to the copter. He wants to stand down and off went the structure. That he's ready now to tell her how we're not going. Yeah, three blocks with top, but I stole the block bar and turned to the hole and say, hey, daddy's grounded down, but tell her I'm high one.
Let's just analyze what she said. Daddy, president is a racist like Hitler. They do violence and protests. They, you know, the NRA say they. So if you're protesting against injustice, you're not a part of them. I'm just saying. I didn't say it. They said it. Because they're saying they is us, or people who look like me. Maybe you may not believe that, but the they said they, and so you know, you didn't see the video, the NRA video, it was a white woman spokesperson. So she was making it very clear when she said they. She kept saying they. They are unlawful. And for us law-abiding citizens, they will justify their violence. Now, you know, they don't talk about, I use their name, they don't talk about why are people protesting. Why are people protesting? Are they protesting because they're being treated fairly? I mean, because last time I checked, people don't protest that are happy. I mean, why would I bitch about something unless I was just bitch made, right? And it just, I just like bitching about stuff because I'm never happy with anything. I mean, because that's basically what they're saying. Like, you know, you're just unhappy. You're not satisfied with what you got, all this good treatment, which is why I posed that question. 4th of July. 4th of July. Celebrating the independence and all this happiness that's going on out there when it's a classic divide. Why? And I ask, why are you happy? What are we celebrating? Honestly, what are we celebrating? I mean, because they look at it like, hey, when your quote-unquote revolt against the establishment and the happiness that you got going on, as apparently it's a lot of good shit that we just not recognizing that we have. Now, I mean, I don't have to go into detail about all of the injustices that have happened to people who look like you and I. I mean, and if you're of Caucasian descent and you're poor, you know, they ain't treating your ass right either. But the difference is people who are of Caucasian descent are like, well, hey, the majority, if you're one of them and you're listening, I'm just saying, the majority of your people is tripping. And y'all co-signing on rich dudes' agenda and not your agenda. Just saying. So, when we talk about us versus them, I'm saying that if I'm unhappy, I'm dealing from a position of, hey, I've been disenfranchised. There are a lot of things that are unfair. I mean, I'm scared when I am afraid to drive in my car, because if I get stopped by the police, I can be shot and killed because I'm innocent. And that's a serious problem. You know, I can't reasonably expect to just be able to drive. You know, I'm on my bike thinking like, damn, if the police stop, are they going to kill me? I mean, I've got my helmet on. Are they going to stop me? Oh, you stole that bike? I mean, it's like, it's all kinds of crazy. The thought that they make you think crazy. And, you know, there's a differentiation. These big words, killing me. Between them and us. And when I say them and us, I'm talking about millionaires, billionaires, and thousandaires like us. For example, Chris Christie, the Twinkie Man, the governor of New Jersey. There was a government shutdown, and they closed all the public beaches in the New Jersey area. Only homie flew his family into the beach while it was closed, and they were vacationing, and I'm trying not to say bad words, but his fat ass was out there, you know, looking like a beach whale, having a good time, got his shades on. He's doing his thing out there on the beach by himself with his family. And people took pictures, and they were upset because it's him and his family on the empty state beach behind his house. Like, yeah. And him and his family were the only people on the beach. That was it. And, when people are upset with him and they call him out, it's like, I don't apologize for it. I don't back away from it. I don't care. He said, let's be really clear. That's our residence, and we have a right to be there whenever we want to be there. Now, close the beach. Government shut down. Close the beach so nobody else can be there. But him and his family is there. And he's like, hey, you know, I have a beach house there, so I can be there. And if y'all don't like it, y'all give a shit. That was it. And, you know, I saw an article where they were talking about, oh, Twitter is killing Chris Christie. Like, oh my God, they're just murdering him on Twitter. And, you know, he's probably like, man, I'm getting murdered on Twitter. But my direct deposit just went through. So I think, you know, I've been resuscitated. I ain't dissing Twitter or any other social media, but I'm sorry, if you're dissing me on Twitter, Facebook, whichever one you use, who gives a shit? All I care about is when I check my bank account, that money is there. You dissing me on any social media, any social network, means absolutely, positively nothing. And I'm going to take a guess. Could be wrong, but I'm going to take a guess that Chris Christie probably don't give a shit. He only cares, like, I was on the beach, and y'all wasn't. Because I said you couldn't be on the beach. Now what? Drop the mic. It's over. I mean, because that's what it was, right? Ain't that what it was? But hey, you know. I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out the differences, right? We're pointing out differences. Another case. Oceanside, San Diego minister. He was a straight up, I'm a hardcore Republican. I am a Trump supporter. Jorge Ramirez. He's in the Otay Mesa Detention Center. He's a conservative, religious person, and, you know, I'm down with Trump and all his policies, except for, you know, when they had their immigration laws, they kind of arrested him, got his ass locked up, and about ready to deport him. Now, he says this, and I quote Mr. Ramirez, Trump said, let's keep all the good people here and all the bad people out. That's great. But I'm here, he said from his detention. I'm not saying I'm the best person in the world, but I've tried to live a good life. And he said he still supports the Republican agenda on both fiscal and social issues, and that he still supports Trump. And he goes on to say, everything that he said against immigrants, it's not that I'm in favor, but bad people don't belong here. In order to make America great, you have to have people contributing to this country. Now, and think about this for a second. Homie is supporting a dude who supports an agenda that is deporting his ass. He's supporting the dude that is kicking his ass out the country. He's like, well, I don't understand. I still support him, but I don't understand why he's doing it to me. I'm on your side. And, you know, it goes back to what I was saying. See, because I said, hey, there's a differentiation. They make sure you know, as I started off this segment, NRA, they, which is talking about you and I. Doesn't matter. They ain't not gonna let you in. As Lynchmire once said, even if you learn to act just like them. And homie is Jorge Ramirez. Preach. Locked up. He's in the Otay Mesa Detention Center down in the San Diego area right now. Locked up. About to get deported. And he says, I'm one of the good people. I'm on your side. I mean, because, you know, he's basically pleading. Like, hey, look, I'm a Republican. I'm down with y'all. You going to send me out too? Yeah, that's how they're making America great again, homie. By kicking your ass out. Now, I'm guessing if he was out, he'd be one of these dudes popping firecrackers too. Yeah, Independence Day. Woo! Except for, it ain't happening for him. Locked up, about to get deported. And he's on the team. Kind of funny. Speaking of on the team, you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. So every now and again, I always say where there's smoke, there's fire. So you hear, you read some stuff, and some of that is outlandish. You're like, man, that's crazy. I don't believe in that. But you hear it and you're like, okay, for example, Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. You know, crazy dude. He says some of the craziest stuff. You know, you can believe it or you cannot believe it. Half the stuff that he talks about, I'm like, hey, I'm not even hearing it. I'm not even understanding it. I'm like, whatever. But then he came out and he said that NASA has a child slave colony on Mars. And this is his word. This may strike your listeners as way out, but we actually believe that there is a colony on Mars that is populated by children who were kidnapped and sent into space on a 20-year ride so that once they get to Mars, they have no alternative but to be slaves on the Mars colony. Now, on the surface, you're like, man, that sounds crazy as hell, right? You don't believe that, man, look, you know, like, they wouldn't send slaves to Mars. They wouldn't kidnap kids and send slaves to Mars because our government don't do stuff like that. That's just, it's impossible, it's improbable. You don't believe in that, except for, You're black, and you know the history of America from Henrietta Leach to the Tuskegee experiment and all kinds of other experiments that happened. So can you say with all certainty that shit is false? I mean, can you say it? And I believe it. Like, you hear it, you're like, nah. It's just impossible. It's improbable, right? That's what we would say. But can you say beyond a shadow of a doubt that we wouldn't do that? It's an honest question. My listeners, y'all tell me. I'm going to go on break because, you know, I'm like, it's out there. Do you believe it? I believe it. Do you believe it? I don't know. Anyway, I'm shouting out my homies. They come into the new parish Thursday the 6th. They're going to perform. I'm going to be there. If y'all want to hang out, I'm going to be there. You should be there, too. This is HISD. Come out and play.
Education and opportunity are here for the asking. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. And Houston rewards those who work. Houston is holding on to the traditions while welcoming the new. We're looking forward to tomorrow. And we're ready to fly, 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 fly.
Come out and play, ride all day, ride all day. cops have been blowing the dream. The people are screaming, the weekend is here. We want justice. We want justice. There has been bloodshed in Oscar standoffs. We will continue to give you worldwide coverage of this horrific event. From all of us here in HISD News, I'm Bobby McStubble reporting to you live. To all you guys out there at TV Land, can't play the rap bars until you stop playing the sad bars.
I'm also a podcaster over at Mad American Network. But I heard you talking, you're saying about some guy getting deported and how that's detrimental. Do you believe that deporting people is detrimental?
No, I didn't say detrimental. I just said that he's supporting the guy who is deporting. There's nothing detrimental about it. It was quite clear. I thought my argument was concise and clear.
So you are in favor of deporting people that are illegal?
Yeah, no problem with it. If we had no illegals here, they would have to pay people their real salary. The only reason why we have illegals is because rich people do not want to pay regular people's salaries to give out health insurance.
Oh, I must have misunderstood then, because I often hear the argument that somehow that deporting people that are here illegally is detrimental somehow, which is absolutely not true. And you know, I'm assuming you sound like you're a black guy, right? You're a black guy.
I like to think I am.
You like to think that you are.
Yeah.
I got on my show, I had a black guy call in, and he started screaming at me about how I'm such a racist, literally Hitler, bigoted, whatever the fuck.
Okay.
But it's because I was saying that I want to deport as many people as possible. Now,
okay.
Here's the thing about being a black guy and having that position.
Mm.
African-American males specifically are hurt the most from having entry-level labor positions taking out of the job market. It's ridiculous how many of these guys lose their jobs because a bunch of cockroaches want to jump over the border and come and flood the labor market.
Thank you for calling in, man. And I will address that. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. I'm not going to call people cockroaches. I will say this. Like I said before, I don't believe in illegal immigration. But at the same time, you know, we understand why there's illegal immigration, because people, rich people, do not want to pay poor people their justified salaries as set by the law. So it's basically rich people circumventing the law so that they can make more money. Now, you know, I don't begrudge anyone who's trying to make a living. I never have, never will. You know, I indict the rich people who are breaking the rules, because that is a crime, basically, because they are only employing them so that they won't pay you. Now, he can say that, oh, yeah, black people, you know, poor, and we are being systematically disenfranchised in the job market because of these, quote, what he calls cockroaches. No, they're human beings. They're trying to survive, and we're trying to survive too. I don't begrudge anyone, once again, for trying to survive. But at the same time, I would say, hey, you know, the people who came over, and we're talking about the 4th of July, right? Who stole people's land? You know, when you discover a place where there's millions of people, and you know, take it from them, and hey, look, people get conquered all the time. I guess it's a moot point. You lost and you cede the land, and so the people who are conquerors run the show. But, you know, when you say illegal immigrants and all that, I mean, you kind of were the first illegal immigrants, because the people who were here were the designated citizens. They just lost the war, which is what it is. I just find it funny that, you know, you talk about, and our esteemed caller talked about black people, or the, you know, black men in particular, African American men and women are the ones who are disenfranchised by these so-called cockroaches. And I would just say poor people in general. I mean, I'm always sickened by the fact that you never want to call the perpetrators of the real crime there, the hiring institutions, these corporations who are getting paid even more money to screw people over. You don't call them the cash. Those are the criminals here, not the people who are trying to survive. They're trying to eat. They're trying to feed their families. Now, if you want to say everything is fair and not let them in, but go across the board and blame who's supposed to be blamed. I don't blame, because, you know, if you don't hire them, they don't come over. Talk about that shit. And like I said, the groundhog bet, that shit happened again. These thoughts happen again and again and again. Now, what the groundhog day is, the Minnesota judge, you know, there was a big backlash over the police officer, the acquittal of the Minnesota police officer in the fatal shooting of Philandro Castile. The judge came out, wrote a letter to the jurors. And I just read this real quick. As we discussed when we met shortly after the verdict, I cannot convey my own opinions as to guilt or acquittal, but your verdict was fully supported by a fair interpretation of the evidence and the law you were obligated to apply. Now, as we know now, we've seen the video, and if you haven't seen the video, you can just Philandro Castile shooting. You see the video where, you know, the dude just starts plugging into the car. Dude is in the car with his woman and his daughter in the back seat. He ain't trying to get into no shootout. I mean, he informed the guy, hey, I'm a registered gun owner, and I have it. That's it. Like he's supposed to do. That's the law. So he's reaching for his license. Get shot. And you see the video, the other cop didn't even know what the hell was happening. The other cop jumps back like, oh, shit, what the hell? He's acquitted. When you see the video, I mean, he's all wrong. And the jurors who saw that video and to say that he did nothing wrong, he was, and as that judge says, the fair interpretation of the evidence and the law you are obligated to apply. You know, which goes back to the whole, you know, when we talk about 4th of July, what we're celebrating, there's a clear divide in how we're viewed and our value is viewed. I mean, as law-abiding citizens, which is what we're talking about, law-abiding citizens don't have the expectation to think that, hey, at a routine traffic stop, I can live through it. It's not important to anybody else who it's not happening to. And see, folks, you know, will attack me because I got the nerve, I'm using up the words, the temerity to want to live, the audacity that I would think of myself as important. Why the hell would I think of myself as important? You know, it's crazy. Because that's when they're mad at you over Black Lives Matter, when they're mad, when we just, hey, I want to live. I'm not committing crime. I ain't robbing nobody. And I mean, I'm still waiting to see y'all start shooting criminals. See, if they were shooting criminals, it would be a big deal, but it wouldn't be that big of a deal because you're like, hey, when they were committing a crime. But see, what we're talking about here, you know, a judge is back to wrong, who's supposed to be the center of justice, is back to a severe injustice. But hey, I'm just talking outside my neck. As a innocent citizen, committing no crime, who's afraid for his life, and I think I speak for all of y'all, because, you know, you're a listener, and you have an expectation of being stopped, and you are not of Caucasian descent. You're scared to death, and you're scared for your children. You're scared for your children. Not just you, but for your kid. I mean, I have a son. I'm scared for my son. Like, he'd be out there and get stopped, not for committing a crime, but just being. And so, this is what Groundhog Day is. The same injustice every day. And it's the 4th of July. And the folks are celebrating. And I don't argue your celebration. I know you want to blow off steam, you're off, you want to do your thing. But then I would ask, you know, are we celebrating the right thing? Should we be celebrating? Because we know we weren't citizens then when this law was enacted, when we talk about the Constitution, right? But that could be argued against too. You know, people will say I'm unpatriotic. But I would say under the basic tenet of document, asking for justice is what I'm supposed to do. Is it I'm not supposed to ask for justice, only you can? That's the question. That's why I say there's a differentiation. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. 1743 San Pablo Avenue at the New Parish. I'm going to be there. I want you to be there too, Thursday. Peace out.
is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.